This program is brought to you by Babaway Media, overseen by the elders of the Chipman Road Church of Christ in Lee's Summit, Missouri.
Welcome to Kids Bible Minute with our daddy, Landon Rowell.
Hello again, and welcome to Kids Bible Minute. I'm your host, Landon Rowell, and I'm also the local preacher for the Church of Christ here in Ramona, Oklahoma. I want to thank Bible Way Media out of the Ulaga Church of Christ for giving me the opportunity to do this podcast, and each of you for studying God's Word with me. I enjoy our studies together and look forward to it each week. As always, I want to make certain you have your Bible with you, so that when I mention a Bible verse, you can read that verse for yourself and not just take my word for it. Now, most of the time, I will read that passage mentioned out loud, so it's best if you pause this podcast. When the scripture is mentioned, turn to that verse and read it. Then unpause the podcast and read along with me as I read it out loud. If you are new to our study, first, I want to say thank you for studying with us. And secondly, I want to let you know that you can reach all archived or past episodes easily now at RamonaCofc.com. That's RamonaCofc.com in the podcast section, where there is a direct link to Kids Bible Minute past episodes. Today, we continue our studies of lessons on Impact 316 by looking at the next book in the Bible after 1 Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. This powerful passage holds with it so much important truth that really we could have a whole series just on this verse and the following verse. We will not, of course, be doing that, but I do recommend you take time in your personal studies to take on that endeavor. The second inspired and preserved letter Paul wrote to Timothy, titled 2 Timothy, is, of course, a continuation of the first. By that I mean Paul had sent Timothy to Ephesus to help the church there with the Judaizing teachers. And in the process, we find in 1 Timothy, and again continue to 2 Timothy. Within that process, or within those two letters, Paul teaches and trains this young preacher Timothy in his duties as a local preacher for a congregation, in this case, the church at Ephesus. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, we see Paul is warning Timothy that there are going to be times that will come that will see the hearts of men and women seeking false teachers that oppose the truth. 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 9. Paul then continues here in our letter there, here in 2 Timothy, by praising Timothy and those like him who follow the teachings, conduct, aim in life, faith, love, steadfastness, persecutions, and even sufferings, and those that are just as faithful and true to God, who understand the living a godly life will require and end up suffering persecution. This isn't a probably a but rather a guarantee, 2 Timothy 3, 10 through 12. So Paul starts out by saying, listen, there's going to be some times coming when people don't want to hear the truth. Their heart will be turned off of it. They don't want it. But he praises Timothy for following and being faithful to God in his life and following after others who are faithful to God in their lives. And then Paul continues, even though those around him and the faithful are going to be going from bad to worse, if we continue in what we have learned from God and those faithful ones we just talked about, like the Apostle Paul, and stand firm in that, we will be wise for salvation. Instead of finding ourselves deceiving and being deceived, rather, 2 Timothy 3, 13 through 15. This, of course, brings us to our text. Let's read 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. The word inspiration is a compound Greek word. The two words that make up the one are theos, or God, and pneo, or breathe. Therefore, the word inspiration here literally means breathed out by God. The Apostle Paul would describe how this process worked in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 10 through 16, wherein he clearly states, "These things God has revealed to us through the Spirit," there in verse 10. Now, why did God give us, or breathe out, or inspire his word? Two reasons are given in 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. The first is to give us what is profitable for us, mankind, in our soul, such as doctrine or teachings, reproof, correction, and instruction in righteousness, the things we need to live a godly life. The second reason God inspired his word and wrote it down for us, or had it written down for us, was to make Christians, those who obey that word, thoroughly equipped for that which they were created for, good works, Ephesians 2, 8 through 10. So God gave us his mind in written form through inspiring men to write what he told them to write. Why can we trust the Bible? Because God himself had it written, made sure it was perfect, authorized its use, all for the purpose of having us spend an eternity with him. Well, that concludes this Bible study for today. As always, I want to thank you for studying God's precious word with me, and I want to encourage you to continue to study God's word every day. Be sure to use the wonderful material and other podcasts made available through the Bible Way Media app or website at BibleWayMedia.org. I also personally have a website at gospel-preacher.com. Of course, make sure you ask your parents if it's okay by them before you download the app or go to those websites. I also encourage you to contact me personally with any question about the Bible at the Ramona Church of Christ email address, which is ramonacofc@gmail.com. That's ramonacofc@gmail.com, or through our Facebook page or any other social media outlet. Make sure you message the Ramona Church of Christ in Oklahoma, not California. Until we have an opportunity to meet again, peace be with you in Christ Jesus, our Lord.
We thank you for joining us today. We hope you have enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bibleway Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can find all of our podcasts on all major podcast platforms. As always, we thank you for listening.